Hi there, it's 12:05. I'm Mary Lynn Foster with you weekdays noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And Gary O'Brien is here. Gary O'Brien, one of the biggest fans of American Idol I know. The man who has facts galore, not only about this season's American Idol, but about the alumni. And it's always great to have you back, Gary.
Thanks. Always fun to be here.
So I'm trying to think, where do we start here? Because there's so much to talk about. First of all, we had, Lauren Elena here in town over the weekend.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big show.
That was huge.
Sold out?
That was huge.
With Luke Bryan and...
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean was the main guy.
He sold 14,000 seats. So. Yeah, Lauren Elena was added to the tour, and she kind of opened the show before Luke Bryan. And she, of course, sang the duet, the Kelly Clarkson, Jason Aldean duet.
Oh, yeah.
And she did that part. And apparently, my son Justin was at the show, so it just went over really well.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Really great. And, of course, Kelly Clarkson's coming up, too,
yep.
At the hall. And Daughtry's coming up the hall. So a lot of American Idol alum continue to play the Assembly Hall.
That's true.
Well, good for them.
Looking forward to seeing them.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm watching last night, and, you know, so all of the contestants, you know, we're done with American Idol, we're done with just those original auditions. Now all the folks who got the ticket to go to Hollywood are competing, and Wednesday night, there were about 300 contestants. By Thursday night, there were 185 people left, or maybe less than that, or more than that,
I don't know. It's
okay.
About 185, 189, I forgot the number.
Okay, so there's 185 people now, and that's going to get cut down to 12, right?
Well, eventually.
Okay.
They'll make another cut to, I think, 48, and then 24, and then 12. I think 24 make it to the show. 309 people made it to Hollywood. Mm. Out of all these auditions, 309 made it to Hollywood. And so in Hollywood, they perform solo, and then now they've just formed groups. Which next week we'll see the group performances. But they cut it down from 309 to 189 or 185, something like that,
mm-hmm.
already on Wednesday night. So that was quite a major cut, but still there's 189 left. And some big people, some people that really did well,
uh-huh.
went home.
Well, okay, now here's one thing that I think the American Idol folks did that was absolutely classless. Absolutely 100% classless. First of all, they cut Jim Carrey's daughter, which actually I thought that was fun. I don't know why, but it's like, oh, my God.
We can talk about that in a second. I'm not sure that was classless.
But here's what the classless thing was. So the 16-year-old girl who has a phenomenal voice, Simone is her name.
Simone, yeah.
The end of the show, Wednesday night, she's on stage. They're asking her questions. She had just done a fantastic performance.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Right. She was awesome. And then her legs get wobbly, and she passes out and literally falls off the stage.
Right.
Literally.
Falls off the stage, and you can see everybody gasp, and then American Idol did, like, the Ryan Seacrest thing. And stay tuned for tomorrow to find out what happened to Simone. I was like, are you kidding me?
When there is
a medical situation where a young girl has fallen off the stage, quite frankly, could have hit her head, done some serious damage, they want to use that as their piece to promote tune in tomorrow to find out if she lives. What is up with that? That was classless, that was ridiculous, and quite frankly, almost made me not want to watch the show anymore.
All right, do me a favor. Don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
I was a little taken aback by that, too. I've thought about that also. And I guess you can argue if it was exploitive or not. Maybe it was. But the truth of the matter is...
It was.
They were showing... And maybe I'm just taking the other side for sake of argument, because you're fun to argue with, and we do this constructively
yes.
once in a while. There is an awful lot of pressure on these people auditioning. Several other people are going to collapse, too, out of nervousness.
That was like the whole thing last night. Everybody was sick and blah, blah. But when somebody falls, having a flu and making me hold till tomorrow to see, can she make it? You know, will she be able to, to beat the bug? Okay, that's one thing. But when somebody... falls off a stage, and that could be a serious situation, a very serious situation, and you want to use that as a tease to make me come back tomorrow to see what happened?
Yeah, I understand that.
They wouldn't have used it if it was serious.
That's the thing.
But still, it is serious, regardless.
It is serious, but I think what Diane's saying is true. If she really hurt herself in a major way, I don't think they would have shown it.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I don't think I don't think they would have. But I think because she was okay. You know, it's like when you see the you know, reality shows, other reality shows and things, and they have cliffhangers. Or if a series regular on a TV show gets hurt, you know they're not going to die or be seriously injured because you know they're coming back. Well, the same thing with this. You know that she's going to come back. She's going to be okay because they showed that. I think what they wanted to do, of course, ratings are down. They're trying to get people to tune in. But I think what they really wanted to show was how much pressure these kids really have going through this and what they go through. And I kind of agree with you in one way that they make them go through some grueling things that maybe they don't necessarily have to.
Yeah.
To make them worn out and put them through the ringer, to create
the drama that they can have on the TV show, and that's fine. But
I don't think there's any problem.
She had a medical issue that made her fall off a stage.
She was dehydrated, as it turns out.
Right.
She got wobbly and fell off the stage, which was horrible. She did hit her head. They're worried about a concussion. She was. She ended up being fine. She made it. She rejoined the competition.
Yeah.
I think
I would just implore
But if you hide the pressure that these kids are going through, that wouldn't be accurate either.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a good and accurate. I don't think her situation was an accurate depiction of the stress that they go through. You know, during Hell Week, when you see them trying to work the groups and you've got the guy who can barely stand and he's holding on to a garbage can and trying to hang in there so that, and the girl with the garbage bag, clear nonetheless, why don't they get those people some, if you're going to be, you know, yakking in a plastic bag, why don't they get them at least one that's black instead of clear? But, you know, think about it. But to me, that's a good depiction of the stress and the pressure they're going through. But when somebody just has a medical situation, that just could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And
well, I think it would have been classless if she was seriously hurt, if she had died or had something horrible happen to her. Ends up she was okay. She fell. I think it really showed her story. I was a little, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I somewhat agree with you.
Yeah.
I was taken aback a little bit and I felt like it was a little bit exploitive, but at the same time, it does show her story and what these kids go through. And Randy and Jennifer and Steven Tyler were really concerned. And
really? Because I got a beef to pick with that too.
Okay. Okay. I will tell you in advance, I probably already disagree with you on that. But Nigel Lithgow, the producer, was there immediately calling for a medic.
Right.
Immediately.
Right, and they've got the stage people right there immediately to help. But then you look at the judges who just, Jennifer Lopez got up and got down there and was just in there. Are you okay? What's going on? Wasn't she the one who asked if somebody had a Coke or something to you know, get some sugar into her system?
I'm glad she got the sponsor right.
You know, and then eventually Randy comes down and joins. And Steven Tyler just sits there and doesn't do anything.
People react to these things differently. Steven Tyler, I believe, was very concerned by what he said.
I believe
and how
he was
he
concerned, but
you know, sometimes
you know,
too many people can get in
throne.
The way.
He's, well, that's true, but
you know,
he could
and
stand
he's been
off
in concert situations where there's been.
Well, he's
things.
Fallen off the stage a time or two.
That's right.
He has. He has. I think they were all concerned. I really do. I think they have an investment in these kids. I think they are concerned about their feelings more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
With you know, and these three judges do, and. You know, I somewhat agree with you, but I also, I think the judges did care. It was obviously she had immediate medical attention. Nigel Lithgow was on tape saying he ran over there immediately without a cut. I rewound it. There was not editing there.
Mm-hmm.
He was there immediately. There was true concern. She was okay, thankfully, and there you go.
Okay. Jane Carey.
Yes.
I'm thinking Drew Carey. That's not the right.
Jim Carrey's daughter. Yes.
Made it to Hollywood.
She did.
There was some rumor that even for her audition during the original auditions that she didn't have to wait in line like everybody else, that she kind of arrived in a limo. And
I think that's been confirmed,
and
but
was,
I'm not sure.
And was kind of ushered in. So she had
preferential treatment.
Right. She had an unfair advantage going in, was treated differently than the other folks because she was afraid people would know who she is.
Nobody knows who Jane
Curie is.
Quite
frankly, nobody would have known who she is unless she told people.
She made all these arrangements with the producers ahead of time,
Because she's Hollywood, so she has to be treated differently.
So she didn't go through a lot of the same pressure that Simone and others went through.
Right.
She arrived in her cushy little limousine. This is the thing that bothers me, not only in the entertainment world, but in life. If people who have money, or status, whatever, there's this feeling of entitlement.
Yeah.
That they're just entitled to get this stuff, privileges and so on, just because you've got money or you have a certain status. She barely made it, I think. I think she was just barely good enough to make it to Hollywood.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And her audition in Hollywood was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been borderline, but when you've got 308 people going to Hollywood and you have to cut that down to in the 40s and then eventually 24 and 12, I don't think she was going to make it. She acted a little bit like she was shocked, like she expected to make it.
Actually, I think her reaction was similar to anybody who doesn't who doesn't get to go through. But I will say this. I really loved she called her dad to let him know, which is what any contestant does.
I thought of you on Motivation Monday with what Jim Carrey said to her.
And that he said, you know what? I got told no many times.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought that was phenomenal. I had to write that down. I was like, wow, that's really good. That's supportive. And I thought that she handled it all very well.
I think she did too. I think she expected to advance.
Mm-hmm.
And what her father said was good. You know, in life, you know, we all know there's rejection, and hopefully sometimes, you know, you get back on your feet. Certainly, I'm hoping so.
Right.
But, and there's the famous Michael Jordan story. You know, he didn't make the basketball team and all that, and look, he's the greatest player of all time. Mm-hmm. So you can always look at those for inspiration. And she did not make it. And I'm not that upset about it because of the special treatment. And she wasn't really that good. She was fine.
Yeah.
She can sing at a wedding, get away with it. People say, boy, that was good. But was she American Idol good? I don't think so.
Yeah. Something else that was interesting.
You know what I'm saying.
Right. I can't remember, like, all of these people's names, so I just give them titles. Like, there was the fidgeting girl who did really good and didn't fidget. There was Jessica Phillips, the stroke boyfriend, the boyfriend with the stroke. She made it through, so that's awesome. She's just a great story, a person to root for. The lack of confidence guy, I can't remember what his name is, but they kind of kicked off the show with him last night, I think, and he just felt he was all nervous because he was feeling like he didn't belong and that there's all these pretty people here, and and I don't know if I can do a good enough.
Was he of Asian descent?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And then he just shined on stage, and so he made it through. Yeah. But I just thought that was interesting because I think a lot of people struggle with their confidence or will be in a situation where they feel that they're out of their league, and that can totally take you out of the game. You can beat yourself by not allowing yourself to say, you know what, I belong here. Now, obviously, he's got the confidence boost because he went through, but I just thought his internal struggle with confidence was something that we can all relate to.
Totally. And you see on the show, I mean, we all can relate to it, all true. And then also on the show, you see a lot of really talented people mess up because of that.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, man. They're just taking a breath.
But, we've all done that, you know, where I'm prepared, I'm ready. And then, you know, sometimes you're just not on.
Yeah.
And sometimes you are. And but the one thing you don't do, you give it your best shot. And if it doesn't work, don't beg. Don't beg. All the people who try to beg for a second chance. It's like, you know, in life, sometimes you get one chance.
Yeah.
You get one chance and you take the answer no matter what happens.
Yeah, it's not appealing.
Right.
And it doesn't make you look good.
Yeah.
Couple of teases for next week because I'll go into more detail next week. American Idol alum David Archuleta, remember him? He finished second to David Cook.
Yep.
Quitting music.
He's going to sing for the Mormon, doing some Mormon stuff.
No, he's not going to sing. He's going to do missionary work.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson did a phenomenal job on the national anthem, I thought, of the Super Bowl.
She did. Thanks for reminding us about that.
I thought it was fantastic. She was the winner of season one.
Yeah.
And Adam Lambert is going to be the new lead singer of Queen. I'll give you more details on that next week.
No way. I know that everybody was thinking that he
was offered to be a lead singer of another group, and he turned that down because he wanted to try the solo thing. His new solo album is coming out in a couple weeks. New single and video out now. But he's also going to go on tour with Queen in the Freddie Mercury part. There's interesting stuff about that. Don't have time now. We'll do it next week.
Next week, we'll talk about
Grammy Awards on Sunday.
Yes.
The big winner, here's my prediction. You're going to play something right here?
I am.
Okay.
Here we go.
I didn't mean to jump the gun.
And the things that I
I'm playing producer here, aren't I?
Yes, yeah, that's all right. I need all the help I can get.
This is the one of the biggest songs of 2011. Adele, Rolling in the Deep. It's up for Song of the Year, Record of the Year. She's up for Album of the Year. She's up for 6 Grammys. She's gonna win at least 4, okay. I predict, if not more.
Well, I'll tell
4.
You what, and thank God an actual artist is going to be the one who's up there accepting all the awards. So, yeah. And I bet she won't flip anybody off.
No, she won't do
okay.
that. She's like, and also up for Best Pop Vocal for Someone Like You, which okay. is a really, I mean, if you listen to it, it's such a depressing ballad, but it's so good.
Yeah.
She'll probably win for that, too.
Saturday Night Live did a great skit
they
on
did.
That. Everybody was bawling.
A couple of weeks ago. And the thing is, what she's got in her side, too, besides her great talent mm-hmm. and her great year, is that there's a sympathy aspect to it. She had vocal cord
yeah.
surgery,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they were worried that she may not be able to sing
right.
for up to 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She will be singing coming up, and it is rumored she's going to open the Grammys singing
oh, wow.
to open the show.
Wait, who was the idiot who called her fat?
That was, I don't know this the fashion world, but one of the top older
fashion idiots.
Yeah. But it was taken out of context. If you say it just like that, it sounds worse. It was bad enough in context. Out of context, it sounds worse. But we don't have much time here, so let's go back.
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Being producer here. Adele's going to sweep. She's going to open the show, it sounds like. They thought she may not be able to sing for a couple of years.
Right.
She's going to be able to sing a little bit. Lifetime Achievement Award to Glenn Campbell.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be teamed up with Blake Shelton and somebody else. They're going to perform. Beach Boys reuniting for the first time in at least 15 years. Brian Wilson is coming back.
Oh, wow.
And they'll be performing with Maroon 5.
Okay.
And and someone else. I don't have my notes.
Okay.
But some great performances. The Grammy Awards anymore are less about the awards than they are performances. I think it all started about 10, 12 years ago mm-hmm. when Elton John and Eminem were teamed up. And that got such great response.
True. That's
That was turned into a single in Europe,
okay.
which did very well. And then now they're trying to team people up. So there'll be a lot of great performances. And
okay,
they haven't had a host since 2004, and Kanye West is going to host.
LL Cool J is going to host.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Kanye West
gonna
has say, the most. No, wait, he just shows up. He just shows up to comment when he doesn't win.
Yeah,
right. It's right on somebody's parade.